Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening to this podcast here at HoustonTexans.com. It's Wednesday, the 30th. Today, after practice, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke about the upcoming game with the Patriots.
This team presents a lot of problems for you on both sides of the ball and special teams, and so we're off to a good start. We had three guys miss practice today, guys. Sean Cody, Cushing, obviously, and then Dwayne Brown did not practice today.
You expect to see their get their best shot.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, this team last year lost Tom Brady, went 11-5. I mean, this is as deep a team and as good a football team that you'll play in this business. I mean, they're the benchmark. And if we're not at our best, it won't matter. And we'll have to be as good as we can be. So we need to have a great week and get off to a good start today.
Is their quick strike ability the biggest concern, or is it their defense because those guys do such a good
job? It's both. You know, I mean, they're number two in offense. And, I can sit here and talk about all their weapons. Y'all know who they are. Defensively, they're number eight in the league. I mean, they're as balanced a team going into these playoffs as you see. And then Joe feels like it's the best special teams we played against. So, I mean, they're loaded. I mean, they've got a heck of a group. And, the thing offensively, they can really keep the ball away from you. I mean, you'll turn on some films and some teams have 47, 48 snaps. So, it's a challenge all the way across the board.
Do you expect to use Russell this week?
Expect him to play. He'll take, Dominique's place. You know, how much he plays in defense, we'll wait and see. But between he and Beasing, they'll play.
What do you like about him?
Well, he's very smart. He's played a lot of football, and he was with Ray in Seattle, so he knows what we're doing. And so that's easy for him. And he did some good things for Joe when we gave him a chance. So he's a veteran guy. He can step in here today and play on Sunday. That's what we need at this point.
What do you think about having so many in the Pro Bowl?
Oh, that's pretty cool, John. You know, it says a lot about the job that's happened on defense this year with this football team. Obviously, that's been our biggest improvement as a team. And having those three players, is the example of that. And, of course, Andre speaks for himself. So, happy for those guys. That's the biggest compliment you can be paid in this business.
What's happened to your Pro Bowl number 90 the last couple of weeks? It looks like just another guy, Gary.
He needs to play better than he played last week, Barry. I mean, they threw the ball 55 times. He needs to show up more in those situations. And, he's going to have to do that this weekend. But, we're going to all have to play even better than we did last week.
Gary, while you were having drills, Mike Leach got fired at Tech. What are your thoughts initially?
I have none right now. I'm worried about the Patriots, Barry. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Should try being a Pro Bowl.
He had a Pro Bowl year, but you can't argue with the guys that are going. I mean, they're tremendous players in what they've done. I think Matt understands that. This league usually makes you do that a couple times, and he'll do it again. He's going to play well, and he's going to play here for a long time. So he's had a heck of a season, and it'll motivate him.
Did Arian Foster come out and do?
I'm sorry.
Did Arian Foster pick up where he left off on Sunday today?
He practiced well. I'm just trying to teach him the importance of what an everyday player is, not sometimes. And he's responded. He came back today, had a good day, and you guys, we need him to win. So hopefully, have a good week. I'm sorry, John.
Is he going to start?
Probably play them all, John. So we'll see.
He's going to start.
He's got a good chance.
You didn't start Chris Brown, you said he was going to play.
It really all depends kind of what we're doing, John. I'm playing them all, and it really all depends what we're doing, but he's going to play a great deal.
Do you think with a change in the Pro Bowl this year, one of the Pro Bowl quarterbacks going to be in the Super Bowl, not in the Pro Bowl? So that means only one guy would have to come out, and sometimes there's quarterbacks don't go. Do you think there's still a good chance Matt could get in there because of that?
Yeah, I would think so, just because of the nature of the way the game's being played this year. And that's probably going to be true for a lot of guys. There's probably going to be more guys because of the format this year. So we'll see. But, like I said, he's had a wonderful year.
Were you surprised when you saw Mario made it?
No, I mean, Mario's got a lot of respect in this league. And, he gets a lot of attention week in and week out. We talked about, his year, he and I have talked. I think, he knows that he probably can definitely reach another level as a player. But, players showed him a lot of respect, and he needs to go out there and prove to them that they're right.
Do you think this would be a good game for him to do that?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Okay, it'd be a good one.
How do you approach it like Belichick? being so coy about what he's going to do. The feeling is he'll start the ones who are healthy, like Brady, but pull them. Does it affect your preparation at all?
No, it doesn't, John, because, I mean, this team, like I said, is so deep and so good, and they've been good when they've lost players. It's not like when some guys haven't been there, they haven't been successful. They're just as successful last year. And we'll have to play excellent, John. I mean, this team is loaded with people, and that's why they've been winning on a consistent basis.
You guys have never been in this situation going into the last game. What has been your message to them? Is it any different than it would be?
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure the message gets louder as we get to Sunday, but these guys know how important this football game is, and I really liked their attention to detail, and they picked up right where they left off last week.
Gary, the comparison between Welker and your 89, David Anderson.
Same type of player. I think David Welker right now is doing things that are just off the charts. I mean, as a receiver, and if you watch the film and how hard this young man plays, how hard he blocks, and just every snap, a great model for David to study, because we use David a lot in the same ways. But tremendous player, and hopefully David gets there someday.